Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Emancipated Radio. Today I'm very excited because I have one of my good friends here with me, and we're going to be exploring some things about the released documents from JFK. Matt Agarest from the Free Thought Project is with us today. So Matt, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time. I know you're very very busy.
My pleasure, Luis.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I've been wanting to do this for a while, and I'm so stoked that you're here with us. So, you know, when I was little, I watched the JFK movie with, what's this actor? I can't remember. It was in the 90s. The guy that did Waterworld, Kevin Costner.
Right.
And so when I was little, I was so excited because at the end of the movie, they said that the files would be released and 2017, and I was like, holy shit, I cannot wait, because, you know, I was like a bit of a geek, you know, at a young age. I was like, shit, you know, this is interesting. So fast forward to, you know, this past month or so, they come out. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, as we saw that what happened, you know, I predicted it was going to be a pretty much a big nothing burger, and for the most part, in regards to the official government narrative of how it went down, it was. People thought it might change the actual official story, but there's no way that the government's ever going to admit that it was wrong or, you know, that it ever lied to the people. So I knew you could predict right there that everything that was going to, that could have shown that it didn't go down like they say it went down, that was not going to be in there, you know. However, it did show that the CIA is one corrupt and terrorizing organization, which a lot of people already knew, but this goes into in depth in detail about some of their operations that they were carrying out, and it's pretty scary considering what they are allowing us to see, because we obviously, you know, they're not high. They had kept like 300 or so different files that they were going to release, but instead they needed some extra scrubbing despite having like 50 years to do that. But yeah, so it was just from the ones that they released last week, you know, it's pretty ominous as to what's going on in the CIA. And this is just telling us stuff that happened 40 years ago, 50 years ago. You know, who knows what's going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, the state has been known for doing all sorts of, you know, crazy things, you know, like the syphilis thing and the Tuckasegee experiment and all sorts of MK Ultra, all sorts of crazy and heartless maneuvers. So, I mean, just let's not get too much into detail, but I'm curious to see what are some things that you saw about the CIA that, you know,
well,
it's
the CIA and in the deep state in general. When you look at some of these operations, they're also, you got to remember that there's military officials that also work within the CIA and all together. So it's not necessarily just the CIA. It's the U.S. government as a whole, but the CIA is spearheading it and, you know, operating off the books unaccountably. But so one of the things that we found was there, for those that don't know, there was this operation during the Cold War and the war with not the war, but the war that the U.S. wanted with Cuba, and it's called Operation Northwoods, and it was some of these documents were declassified a little over a decade ago that showed that the U.S. plotted to carry out terror attacks and staged terror attacks and blamed it on the Cubans, and they were gonna blow up planes. It was very similar to 9/11, so like it got the, you know, it rustled the conspiracy theorists, and we've since found out that was factual, that they did plan this. But in the JFK documents, there was more false flag terror plots that were shown, and they were gonna there was no like operation name given to them. If they were associated with anything, it might be like Operation Mongoose, which was like some of the CIA, some of the disinformation the CIA was trying to put out with in regards to Cuba. But one of the documents, I'm not sure which one right off the top of my head, but we have it linked on the Free Thought Project, and you can go and see it. And it's a top secret one, and it actually it goes into detail about plans to create false flag terror attacks against Americans and on American soil, and actually talks about killing people. It like they said that they could sink a boatload of Cubans, either real or simulated, and that's on the document. So they were like if the refugees coming from Cuba to the U.S. that the U.S. government was planning on sinking that and drowning like innocent women and children. And they talked about it really callously, and they also within that same document, this was like a Joint Chiefs of Staff meeting, minutes from a Joint Chiefs of Staff meeting, and then they were proposing like these 9 different points that they could that they could use to trick Americans into accepting a war with Cuba. So they were going to detonate bombs in Miami and blame this on Cuba so they could sell Americans a war. And if you look at like that admission right there, if you can you got to question every single attack that's ever taken place on U.S. soil, especially the ones that were used to start wars. If they were planning these attacks back in, you know, the 50s to start a war that no one wanted, a senseless war, because it would have been a slaughter had the U.S. invaded Cuba. But if they were doing that to try to start a war with Cuba, I mean, if you look at the USS Liberty, that was another false flag. These people are admitting to staging terror attacks to start a fake war that will in which will kill innocent people. it's crazy to me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I totally agree. All I want to say is, like, this is the theme that keeps happening. And, you know, I have read a few documents that, you know, they're not released documents from the Freedom of Information Act or anything, but that point out how Pearl Harbor actually went through the same thing, you know? Like, they allowed
the people, Japanese, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just to be able to have an excuse to get into that war. And you know, I mean, just throwing those bombs in Japan was totally unnecessary because, you know, like they didn't need to do that. So it's just a way for some people with different interests to be able to make a lot of money and you know, just to use politics as a tool for them to be able to do that and not even get caught. I mean, that's extremely criminal and absurd. I mean, it just drives me crazy. And what's even worse is the Pavlov-like response of some of the defenders and supporters of some of these political figures. You know, they are seen as some sort of second coming of Christ, you know, like either on the right or the left. You know, a lot of people were like, oh, you know, George Bush is amazing, he's a good Christian, this and that, and dude was killing people left and right as well. Clinton,
right,
the same thing. I mean, in Arkansas, they were known when they were lawyers, you know, for disappearing people that disagreed with them and then try to get them in trouble. So, I mean, shit, I mean, that's just 2 families, right? But out of how many? So it's extremely crazy.
Right, right. And just after the terror attacks that I was talking about planned in Miami, they were also planned in Washington, D.C., but they didn't, since those didn't get carried out and they didn't get to start a war with Cuba, just a few years later, the Gulf of Tonkin happened, you know, and President Johnson at the time, you know, he ordered retaliatory action against the gunboats because they allegedly attacked Americans in the Gulf of Tonkin. And come to find out, that never happened. It was fictitious, and that started the entire Vietnam War, you know, and it's crazy how these massive wars in which millions of people's lives are ruined and killed and innocent children and women and men are slaughtered, and it's all over lies, and it's all done to make a few people profit. You know?
Yeah.
Medley Butler, he's when I was in the Marine Corps, we were taught about how he won the Medal of Honor 2 times, and he was you know, like some record holder, but they never taught us about what he did when he got out, obviously. And when he got out, he was a general, and then he went on this campaign after he found out all the truth about war. He went on this massive campaign and traveled around the country giving these speeches to tell everybody how war is a racket and it's made just to enrich a few people, you know. And I wish I could remember like some of his quotes, but war is a racket is one of them. But yeah, he made it his mission after, you know, this is like the most highly decorated general in U.S. history, and he came out and he explained how war was set to enrich just a few corporations who wanted it, and that the military is little less than a strong arm of the corporate state.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, talking about the false flag situation, 9/11, you know, one of my friends was actually an analyst for the Army, and whenever that happened, she said that she thought it was very interesting the level of response according to the rank of the person. You know, the rank was kind of lower tier, people were freaking out, and the higher the rank, people like were having less emotion, less response, and not into the sense of like, I mean, I'm not expecting them to freak out or anything, but people were just like business as usual kind of thing. And that's kind of one of the parts that helped her wake up to smell something fishy, and then she kept digging. So, I mean, I'm so appreciative of, you know, the light that you're shedding here. What other things do you find with the JFK files that are kind of interesting or maybe inconsistent or maybe just pure bullshit?
Well, there was one other one. It's not having to do with the actual with the false flags or anything like that, but it was a question that, like, probably the most asked question about the entire JFK assassination, and it was that it was an inquiry, and that the CIA was being asked if Oswald was any way involved with the CIA, or was he a CIA agent? And it was like a commission into the assassination. I think the questions were being asked by like David Bellin at the time, and they were questioning Richard Helms, I believe. And the question is there any information from the investigation into the assassination of JFK in regards to Lee Harvey Oswald being a CIA agent or working directly for the CIA? And in the documents, that's part of a 30-page document where that question is asked, and it's a massive Q&A that goes back and forth like that. That's the last question that is asked, and it's at the bottom of the last page of that document. So that question was answered, but that answer was left out of the release. So we're told all these documents were released. You know, we have the links to the documents. We covered this on the Free Thought Project, and it's, I mean, if they, like, that's the question that everybody wanted to know. did Lee Harvey Oswald work for the CIA when he killed JFK? And they claim to be transparent in releasing all these documents, and then that one document was clearly not released.
Yeah,
which I find incredible.
If you try to confront them, you know, no, I'm not lying. I'm, you know, it's not that they're not lying. They're just not telling the full truth. And that's, you know, job security for them, because, I mean, imagine, like, what would happen if suddenly all those really faithful people that are supporting the state see that, you know, what would, like, you know, it will be really, I mean, so they're not going to put themselves out of a job. Regardless of the fact that they are, you know, the most polluting, dangerous, murderous, criminal, you know, institutions ever. So I thank you for sharing that. I didn't realize that part of the last question, so that's pretty cool too. Well,
crazy.
It seems like we're getting close to our time here. Any other thing that you would like to share that you thought was interesting before we depart here today, Mr. Matt?
But there's one thing. It's more like a realization from the release of the JFK files. We have everybody praising Trump for releasing them, and I mean, he had actually nothing to do with it. But he did have, you know, like you said, you knew that they were gonna, the world knew that they were gonna release these files in 2017. But the fact that Trump like reneged on his promise and kept those other files secret, you know, that's it's pretty telling of how he's completely, you know, he's now officially an actor of the deep state that he claimed to be against, and he goes against everything that he ran on the platform for, you know, in regards to transparency and so on. And sadly, his supporters that I was once supporters of, you know, continue to push him like he's some hero, and he's clearly stabbing them all in the back, and no one even notices. So.
I noticed some of that, like, you know, some people were, like, clapping and getting so happy, like, oh, you see, he's releasing the documents. But I'm like, shit, I was, like, 9 years old looking forward for today, you know, last week.
Right.
And not just that, but like you said, you know, they just kind of tease you with, you know, 10% of the documents and then the rest, you know, so, and it just doesn't say anything that we don't know or, you know, like, it's nothing groundbreaking. It's like, I mean, there are some things that were kind of interesting, but other than that, it's like, okay, we knew this, and you're not really giving me anything. You're just kind of, like, full of shit, as we already knew.
Right. You're taking credit for something you had nothing to do with, and then you're screwing everybody by not releasing it all in the first place, you know?
Yeah, that's super insane. Well, Matt Agris from the Free Thought Project once here in our Emancipated Radio. Hopefully we'll have you again, and we can to shed some more and enlighten ourselves and some other people around us. How's that?
That sounds great. Awesome, man. Thanks.
Thank you so much. And you guys are on YouTube and Facebook. Are you on Twitter?
Oh, yeah, we're on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, too, at Matt Agarist. And Facebook, Sweet. The real Matt Agarist. And, yeah.
Instagram and all of those cool places.
We're everywhere.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, Luis. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.